Hey everyone, it's Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. I hope y'all are having a great Sunday. I'm about to finish up some work and then relax a little bit later tonight. But I was going through my emails today, and one of the things I do first thing in the morning is go through, address everyone's customer service issues, and then answer any emails from people who have reached out for help or are struggling. And of course, it comes in through private messages as well and blog comments in a variety of different ways. So today it was just, there was a whole barrage of people that were floundering. And it's kind of like I see them in this boxing ring, right? And they're just laying there and they're getting pounded. And I want to say, get up and fight. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about that fight. I'm going to give you the particular four topics that came in that people were floundering with. The first person said they couldn't find time to do what they wanted to do in their business. You know, how do you find time? They were busy raising their kids and with health issues or gardening or different topics like that. They were so busy. How do you find time to do all this when you got to clean the house and take the kids and all? Keep in mind, I'm a single mom. I do everything myself. I do all the grocery shopping, the housework. I have help from my kids, but the cooking, the cleaning, all that kind of stuff, and raise my kids and do the business and everything. So I understand that struggle. The second person came in and said that they had too many distractions. How do you work with distractions? You know, they can't focus. Everyone wants that incredible focus, like there's a pill you can take for it. And of course, kids play a role in that when you have young kids. And I've raised three kids, two of them completely during my internet marketing career. So I understand that struggle as well. And then the third person said they had either too much information, or actually these were two people, too much information, they couldn't figure it out, information overload, or the other person said they had too many ideas and they didn't know where to start. Okay, they just feel frozen. They have all these great ideas and they don't know where they want to start with it. And I've been there as well. I have all different kinds of business branches. I've done, even in one business branch, you can have a whole bunch of different topics, right? To choose from, and there is a bit of a paralyzation type of issue there. And then the last person said that they have to figure everything out before they do it. They gave me this long spiel about all the struggle they've been through, and they said, you know, I just have to figure it out before I do it, and then I'll do it. Well, if you're looking for that perfect path in any of these areas or any other reason you're going to email me, I want you to go ahead and quit and don't do it. Because there is not going to be perfection in this. And I think what helped me personally get that ball rolling is because I saw behind the scenes. I saw those guru marketers who everyone had on a pedestal, and I saw their struggle. I knew they weren't perfect. Okay, I knew all the struggles they were doing. And so I didn't come out of the gate thinking that everything had to be perfect right off the bat. But so many of you are. You're seeing the polished presentation at the end, and you're thinking, oh, look how great that is. Look how awesome their website looks and how their product, and they've got all these affiliates. No, it wasn't always like that, okay? They had to level up from the messiest situation. So when you get into internet marketing, I don't care what branch, I don't care what strategy, it's going to be messy. This is a learn-as-you-go career. This is not something where you start out having all your ducks in a row and you present it. It never is. Every single time you do something, you're going to be leveling up, whether it's writing a fiction book, putting out an info product, writing a blog post to an affiliate market, something or whatever. It's going to be messy and you're going to learn as you go. You're going to have inconsistent days. Okay. Some days you're going to have 8 hours to work and you're going to be like, wow, you know, and actually, let me be honest, on those days you have a long day and lots of opportunity to work, you're probably not going to work a lot, because that's what happens a lot of times. What you do is you burn out. And so you find these days where you only have maybe 30 minutes to get something done. And on those days, I usually find that what happens on the days where I don't have a lot of time, I work hard. Okay, I get a lot done on those days when I only have a small window, because I know I have to, right? On the days when I have a long day and, you know, it's kind of easy going, those are the days that I get on Facebook a lot and I tune into Netflix and I relax too much and things like that. I work in between, but I never really seem to get anything done, okay? So just accept right off the bat, when you say you can't find time to do something, there's time. There's time to do things, whether you're, you know, if you're driving or, and you're listening to a podcast of something in the car, or sometimes I'll be cleaning and I'll have my recording on like this and I'll be making notes to myself or writing an ebook. I've written fiction on my iPhone before. I've written a lot of my fiction book on an iPhone while I'm sitting there waiting in carpool, for instance, or something. So there is time. You got to want to find it, right? And then some options, like if you're presented with all these options or information overload and all that stuff, some options are going to be equal and you just have to pick one. And some options are not going to be equal and you're going to pick the wrong one. And guess what? It's not the end of the world, because even if you pick the wrong one, you're going to work on it and it's not going to pan out and you're going to say, okay, I need to switch gears and go to something else. Okay? It's not that hard. But I want you to quit looking for that perfect path, because you're not going to find it in this career. This is not a cookie cutter franchise operation where you pay your $100,000 and they give you a manual on how to run a Subway. It's not going to happen like that. Every single path is different. It's like a snowflake. Every single one of the marketers, not one of them has the same exact path. Not one. Even if they took the same course, they're all going to have a different style. They're all going to have a different thought process and strategy. So you're not going to find it. Okay. Second thing, we need to focus on now. Okay. Not all your past failures, not all this time you've wasted or all these past flops that you've had. And I don't want you to focus too far into the future. It's okay to daydream and say, hey, I'm going to go after this. But you don't need to be focusing on the future, whereas you're sitting there thinking about how overwhelmed you are because you've got so much to do and you've got, you're thinking, I'll never get it all done. Okay. Focus on today. What can you do in this hour? It's never going to be the right time. For you to approach something, okay? When we were struggling, I know back when I was married and we were struggling financially, and this is when I was writing for the gurus, I was ghostwriting, and I wanted so bad to just start my own business and become a marketer instead of just a ghostwriter behind the scenes, because I was working for other people. Even though it was freelance, I was working for other people and I didn't like it. And it was never the right time. I just had to pick a time and wake up one morning and say, okay, this is it. And it meant that we took a dip in income. All right. Because I had to let go of some projects to be able to get my own stuff done. And when that happened, I mean, yeah, it was a struggle for probably about 6 months to a year. But I got unstuck, right? I knew I could either stay stuck or I could fight. And I was in a fighting mood. And so that's what I did. No one's going to fight for me. No one's going to, you know, my guru clients weren't going to say, oh, Tiffany, why don't you take off today and work on your own stuff? That's not happening. I had to sit there and say, nope, sorry, can't take on another project. I've got something else to work on. That's what you have to do. You have to fight for yourself. Another thing is the self-talk. Okay. All these words that you're forecasting the outcome with, you know, you're forecasting, oh, I know I'm going to fail if I don't have this right and all that kind of stuff. You need to quit talking about failure and start talking about success. I'm going to do this. I need you to fight the doubt that you have. Okay. Instead of talking about how you have too many options, say to yourself, okay, I'm going to pick an option today. I may pick wrong. Okay, so what? One thing, you know, when I was going through counseling during my divorce, one of the main things that I used to worry about is what if? What if this happens? And she's like, okay, what if it happens? And I was like, oh, gosh. Okay, so I had to just distill down to the bare soul and say, okay, if the worst case scenario happens, this is what I do, right? And it very much empowered me to be a decision maker and a doer in all areas of my life, instead of just sitting there talking about what could happen and worrying about it. And speaking of talking, a lot of us, including me, need to quit babbling about everything to everyone. I see a lot of people, and actually I know a lot of people on Facebook will unfollow people like this. If you're negative all the time and you're just a Debbie Downer, you're just really gloomy, no one wants to be around that. I mean, I tend to do it. I'll share all parts of my life. I'll share the good, the bad, the ugly, all that kind of stuff. But if that's all you are and you don't have any good days and you're just constantly talking about your lack of power and your lack of decision-making time, all that kind of stuff, no one wants to hear it. There's what I found, really, it's going to increase your stress when you're doing that. When you're telling everyone, and what happens is you think you're reaching out for help, right? You think, oh, I'm reaching out to all these people. Maybe someone can help me. That's not going to happen. You're increasing your stress because now you put it out there for everybody. Now you put a spotlight on yourself and everyone's looking at you. Really, they're not, but you think they are. And instead, there's really this subtle power in silent strength. Okay, so if you'll be quiet and work and don't sit there and reach out to other people. This is a solo journey. This is not everyone else's journey. They don't want to be in your journey and you don't want them in your journey, really, to be honest with you. There's this power when you get quiet and you stop babbling about everything to everyone. It helps you. I'll tell you, I'll just admit right now, if y'all look back on like my Facebook or different blogs or whatever, I used to babble about my weight all the time. I used to talk about, you know, I'm going on this diet and that diet and doing this. I joined a gym and I'm whatever. And it finally got it through my big freaking head that I was sabotaging myself. I was putting myself a spotlight on me and failing every single time because of the stress of having it out there. So I found this very powerful mindset when I got quiet. And that meant with everyone, with my family, with my friends, with my, customers and coworkers and things like that, and like comrades, all the people I have like a camaraderie with on Facebook and all that. When I quit talking about everything that I was doing, and this is in business too, not just weight, I've quit talking about everything I'm doing in business. It's like this guilty pleasure I have, this little luxury. It's all to myself. And no one else is going to know. I'm working on this. I'm doing this. And I'm just going to see what the results are. And I'm going to be proud of it. And I don't have that sudden stress from everything anymore on that. So keep in mind, everyone is in their own lane in this career. This is not a team. This is not a company. Everyone's in their own lane. And they are not focused on you. They are focused on themselves. So as you go forward, you have to fight for you, okay? And however you do it is going to be right. You don't have to worry that it's the wrong anything because you made that decision as the owner of your business. But you have to have that fight in you. If you don't have that fight in you, you need to quit because there's not a perfect path and no one's out there to rescue you and no one's going to tell you exactly how to do it that's going to work for you because every single person is going to be different, okay? And I hope you all have a great Sunday, and I will talk to you later.